Let's get the latest from Hawaii, where hundreds of people on Hawaii's Big Island have been ordered to evacuate their homes after the Kilauea volcano erupted yesterday. Streams of lava have been running towards populated areas. The governor has sent in National Guard troops to help. One local resident who was told to evacuate spoke with KHON-TV.
My family and my pets are safe. That's all I really care about. I mean, the rest is just stuff. So we can make more money and get more stuff, but all my family's safe. That's the main thing.
Joining us now is Derek Malama at Hawaii Public Radio. Derek, give us the latest.
Okay, I have the latest here from the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory on the Big Island of Hawaii. And they confirm that there has been another volcanic eruption in Leilani Estates. That's the same place where an eruption took place yesterday. That's on the southeastern part of the Big Island in the Puna District.
Were people prepared for this, does it seem?
You know, all the signs of an eruption were there, but no one knew exactly when it would happen. There were hundreds of small earthquakes since last week. That's always a sign that something might happen, but scientists were not sure exactly when an eruption would take place, but it did, and it happened yesterday afternoon at around 4:30. There was, prior to that, a 5.0 magnitude earthquake in the morning at around 10:30 a.m., so a few hours later, that's when the first eruption took place.
And when we think of a volcanic eruption like in the movies, it's coming out the top of a mountain. In this case, it would erupt, you know, far from the center and maybe even come up through people's homes.
Right. This was I saw one drone video. It was very close to a home. Lava erupted out of a crack in the ground, a fissure. And this sort of crooked line of lava was about 500 feet long. And it wasn't like any other eruptions that I've seen in the past here in Hawaii. In the past, the lava would move slower, and you could predict its movement. It would take, you know, days or maybe even weeks to get to its destination. But this one just sort of popped out of the fissure. And you could see orange and red lava shooting into the air. And one resident said a lava fountain was over 100 feet in the air. So this is different from anything I've seen in a while.
And when was the last time that something like this happened in Hawaii?
The last flow happened in the Puna District in 2014.
But it was not as intense as this one.
No, that was the a flow that was a lot slower, and people could, you know, predict its movement. It wasn't like this one where, it just shot into the air like this.
That's Derek Malama at Hawaii Public Radio. Derek, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.